Grace and peace, friends. This is Bill Morgan. After retiring as a United Methodist minister, completing that as the district superintendent of the South Central District, I have been appointed as retired elder on the staff of Asbury United Methodist Church in the South Central District. I am glad and pleased to be invited by Dean Lynn Cosby of our Bible study podcast series to share with you today. Our passage today comes from Mark. It is the gospel reading for this Sunday, which is Baptism of the Lord Sunday. Here is Mark telling us about John, getting us ready for Jesus, and on this day, to help us all remember who we are as baptized followers of Jesus, to remember our baptism, not so much that we can remember that day when somebody splashed some water on us, but that somehow by God's grace, we remember today that we're baptized, and let that baptism identity help us decide what to say and do. Here we go. John the Baptist makes his entrance. This is Mark chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. So John appeared in the desert, baptizing and preaching. "Turn away from your sins and be baptized," he told the people, "and God will forgive your sins." Many people from the province of Judea and the city of Jerusalem went out to hear John. They confessed their sins, and he baptized them in the Jordan River. John wore clothes made of camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. He announced to the people, "The man who will come after me is much greater than I am. I am not good enough even to bend down and untie his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Not long afterward, Jesus came from Nazareth in the province of Galilee, and Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan River. As soon as Jesus came up out of the water, he saw heaven opening and the Spirit coming down on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my own dear son. I am pleased with you." Oh, may God bless the hearing and the living of these gospel words. The title for this today is Supporting Actors. Some years back, a news announcer reported the death of veteran actress Frances Bavier. For a moment, I thought, who? But as the report continued, I quickly visualized plump, hair-bunned, sweet-faced Aunt Bee of the long-running and rerunning Andy Griffith Show. Maybe a few episodes centered on Aunt Bee, but her virtuosity was her consummate skill in her supporting role. Playing off Aunt Bee, Andy got to be wiser, Opie cuter, and Barney-er. John, in his togs made of camel hair, likely fragrant from its humpback critter source, with honey and bugs in his beard, John apparently cut a broad swath with his appearance and message. "Repent, be baptized, Let God transform your life while there's time. Scholars like Tom Long, Fred Craddock, Eugene Boring note that John was significant in his own right, that he, like Jesus, had disciples, that perhaps for a while there was rivalry between John's and Jesus' disciples. Mark is careful to show that John decidedly played a supporting, subordinate, preparing role for Jesus. John burst on the scene, calling people to God-empowered, radical, life-changing repentance and baptism. And don't miss later how Jesus will begin his ministry with a message of repentance and God-empowered life change. John speaks boldly to people in power, as Jesus will later do. And both will pay a price for that with their lives. Without getting unduly sidetracked about why Jesus was baptized, something emerges when we read about it. Both the people around Jesus and Jesus seem clearer about who Jesus is because of his baptism. Now, don't get heresy hostile here. There abides the mysterious dance between Jesus' divinity and humanity. From the divinity view, Jesus is from and of God, needing no help from John or any of us to be who he is. Thank you very much. But just give this a bit of thought. From the human side, Aunt John B. helped Jesus be even more Jesus-ier. And what's more, Jesus relentlessly calls us celebrity wannabes to supporting servant roles in our lives. Just recall Matthew 25, what Jesus says about how we treat or don't treat seemingly nobodies in life. God uses the Aunt B's of our lives to help us be the persons God created us to be. At times we need cookies and milk encouragement. Other times we need someone to care enough for us to lower the boom on us. God also uses our baptisms for us to discover and recover, to define and redefine our lives. The power of our baptism only starts the splashy day it happens. The big deal is how the grace and memory of our baptism help us redefine and define how we live and die at each point of our lives, how we live and die at each predicament along the way from here to forever. So, on this Baptism of the Lord Sunday gospel passage, we are given the opportunity to remember that we are baptized children of God, now and forever. What does it mean today, tomorrow, to remember that you and I are loved, baptized children of God? That identity, how does that impact the courage I have and the direction I have for living in a pandemic time? How does that give me grace and guidance to live in this time of political upheaval, this time where everywhere we turn, justice is being called forth for people who are getting left out? It's not for the faint to be a baptized, loved child of God. That's why we live by a grace greater than us, because our own, we could not do this thing. So, let me conclude with a couple of questions. What people are playing life-forming and supporting roles in your life? And for whom are you, for whom might you play Aunt B supporting roles in their lives, those people around you that uniquely may respond to your care? Secondly, what does it mean to say that remembering we are baptized gives us grace and guidance for how we live right here and now? I think I probably need to answer those questions myself. Let's pray. Great God that we know in Jesus, great breath of the Spirit, the God of Jesus, your Spirit within us and around us, we're grateful. We're grateful for our baptism. We're grateful for the day that perhaps on our own we walked an aisle or got in a river and were baptized. We're grateful if before we can actually remember, someone loved us and carried us in their arms, and someone took us in their arms and baptized us, introduced us to a love for us greater than we knew then, and even greater than we know now. We thank you, great God of Jesus, for our baptism.